KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's cloudy and 64 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with showers redeveloping later this afternoon and a high around 80. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. In area news, the local Trees Forever president, Dolly Bergman, presented City of Atlantic officials with materials last night related to the recent awarding to the city of a Tree City USA Award. It's the 17th year Atlantic has been honored with the award. The local Trees Forever organization has been in existence for 20 years.
The Tree City USA is an award that we try to accomplish each year, and fortunately now we have done this 17 years. So I think that's quite an accomplishment for the community itself. The award presentations were on April the 17th in Des Moines.
In order to receive the award, Dolly says there are four requirements that must be met.
You need a tree board or department, which the Trees Forever organization is your tree board. There's a tree care ordinance, which you have. The community forestry program with an annual budget of at least $2 per capita. For 2011, we were able to accomplish that and actually went over that pretty good this last year. We spent $19,162.
The expenditures went for tree plantings, community forestry, that includes pruning and or tree removals, and all of the volunteer time, which was calculated at $16 per hour for every active volunteer. The only other requirement is for the city to have an Arbor Day observance and proclamation, which Atlantic approved for both last year and the current year. Bergman said in addition to the Tree City USA Award, the city may be eligible to apply for a growth award. Partly due to the tree trimming efforts that have been made downtown, the number of trees planted at the Schilberg Quarry Recreation Area, and the everyday maintenance being undertaken to keep the community green and beautiful. News time is 8:02.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
Well, a diner and bowling alley has landed this year's title for Iowa's Best Burger. Radio Iowa's Pat Curtis reports.
The award for Best Burger is handed out annually by the Iowa Beef Industry Council and Iowa Cattlemen's Association. This year, judges selected the Coon Bowl 3, located in Coon Rapids in west central Iowa. Cindy Hayden, co-owner of the Coon Bowl, says their burgers are basic, with no salt or seasoning.
That's our burger, just a real-life plain hamburger.
The Coon Bowl cooks use a flat iron grill and an 80-20 blend of ground Iowa beef.
We do it that way because with the flat iron grill, you need the grease in it, the fat in it, so that they'll cook better and be juicy. That helps them be juicy.
Hayden says customers are in charge of adding extras, such as lettuce, cheese, or pickles. The Coon Bowl's most expensive burger, the bacon cheeseburger, is just $4.80. I'm Pat Curtis.
Among the other top 10 finalists for the award this year was the Farmer's Kitchen here in Atlantic. This marked the third year for the Best Burger Contest. Last year's winner was the Rusty Duck in Dexter, while the Sac County Cattle Company of Sac City won the inaugural event in 2010. Four Southwest Iowa people were arrested Tuesday on drug charges in Fremont County. The sheriff's office said yesterday the residents of a Hamburg apartment, 40-year-old Randall Larson and 22-year-old Samantha Hull, along with 39-year-old Adam Blackman of Malvern and 35-year-old Clinton Robinson of Hamburg, were taken into custody following the execution of a search warrant at 409 F Street in Hamburg. Authorities say after an active methamphetamine lab was found in the apartment during their search, agents with the Iowa Department of Narcotics Enforcement processed the scene to secure the evidence and remove hazardous materials. Each of the four suspects were charged with conspiracy to manufacture 5 grams or more of meth, and they were being held this week in the Fremont County Jail on $100,000 bond each. Additional charges are expected as the investigation continues. A Shelby County resident can now add children's author to one of her many titles. Sally Weiss, co-operator of R&S Waste Systems in Defiance, wrote a children's book called Big Blue Goes Green to help educate children on the correct ways to recycle. She previously wrote a cookbook 10 years ago. Wise said the book offers a couple of lessons.
It is a lesson on recycling, and it's also kind of a lesson on friendship. Big Blue and kind of a goes to the landfill, and he thinks he is the top garbage truck on earth, and he doesn't know anything about recycling, and he sees this building, and it's a recycling center, and so he goes over there to see it, and he is quite surprised when he meets this hot little number, and her name is Rita Recycler, and she's very cute. The book is very colorful, and she teaches him how to lighten his loads by recycling.
The book shows children what plastics and glass can be made into. Wise says being in the business, she wanted to help kids understand the correct way to recycle.
There's a lot of recycling out there, and a lot of people tell their kids, you know, hey, you know, put this in the recycling bin, and kids want to do that, but they don't realize that if you don't do it right, you're wasting your time. So I wanted to do a book that told them why you do it and that it's important to do it right.
Sally Wise, along with her husband Ron, have been in the recycling business for 35 years. She says her family influence helped to name the trucks in the book.
I named her Rita because that was my husband's mother's name, and she is no longer with us. And I thought it was cute to go with Rita Recycler. And, you know, basically I named Rita after her. She was a wonderful woman. And, of course, you know, you got Big Blue, and we call him Big Blue. That's kind of been part of our advertising for quite a few years. Our grandson, our oldest grandson, when he would come to stay at our house and he would see that blue truck coming down the road, he'd yell, "Here comes Big Boo, here comes Big." So, and he actually called the trucks Big Blue.
The family influence didn't end with naming the trucks, as her nephew, Brian McCoy, who's studying at Iowa State to become a cartoonist, did the illustrations for the book, which is available for purchase in the office of R&S Waste Systems in Defiance or online at www.authorhouse.com. Profits from the sale of the book will go to Teen Challenge of the Midlands.
They are an alcohol and drug rehabilitation program for all ages, not just for teens. They do all ages. It is faith-based. And the reason that I chose them was I was looking for a nonprofit that is truly nonprofit, one that did not get any governmental aid at all.
And for more information on that book, you can call 712-748-3471. Elsewhere in Iowa news, a U.S. Airways flight has safely returned to the Des Moines International Airport after a warning light indicated a wheel problem. Airport officials told the Des Moines Register that flight 2747 left Des Moines for Phoenix Wednesday afternoon, but returned after its nose steering indicator light came on. Airport spokesman Kenneth McCoy said the plane circled the airport for about 30 minutes to burn off some fuel before it was able to land. McCoy said the flight, which had 54 people on board, including the crew, landed safely and taxied to the gate without issue. Officials think the problem may have been with the warning system itself and not the actual landing gear. The American Legion family of Iowa will host a dedication ceremony commemorating the Legion monument at the Iowa Veterans Cemetery, a project which has been in the works for nearly 2 years. The ceremony will take place this Saturday, May the 5th, at 2 p.m. at the Iowa Veterans Cemetery in Van Meter. The public is invited and encouraged to attend. Guests and speakers include the American Legion National Vice Commander Milton Heifner of Woodward, Department State Commander Dennis Soppy of West Union, and the Iowa Department of Veterans Affairs Executive Director Jody Timmison of also, the Department State Vice Commander Theodore Hall will be the master of ceremonies, and he served as the chairman of the committee responsible for fundraising and design of the monument. The cost of the project, nearly $12,000, was raised through donations and raffles held at the American Legion events held between 2010 and 2012, giving its members the opportunity to be a part of a great tribute to veterans from all branches of service. The funds included construction, placement, and the required 10% fee for ongoing maintenance and upkeep by the Iowa Veterans Cemetery groundskeepers. The monument itself was designed by West Union High School senior Sarah Beaver, who will also be present at the dedication ceremony. Taking a look at national news headlines at this hour, police have identified one of the five people killed in a shooting in a Phoenix suburb as a former Marine with ties to neo-Nazi and Minuteman groups. Jason Todd Reddy organized a militia in the Arizona desert with the goal of finding illegal immigrants and drug smugglers. The 39-year-old, known as JT, outfitted himself with military fatigues, body armor, and gas masks, and carried assault rifles. Police say the four others killed in Wednesday's shooting at the home in Gilbert, Arizona, include 16-month-old Lily Lynn Medeiros, 23-year-old Amber Niv Medeiros, 38-year-old Lisa Lynn Medeiros, and 24-year-old Jim Franklin Hoyt. Phoenix area media report that Lisa Medeiros was Reddy's girlfriend, and Amber and Lily were her daughter and granddaughter. The gunman is among the dead, but they haven't confirmed that that is him yet. Also, the sheriff in Summit County, Ohio, wasn't about to put up with this song and dance routine. He's fired one of his deputies for ordering five jail inmates to dance to a song by Usher in exchange for privileges such as using the phone or microwave. An internal report says the deputy invited colleagues to watch as the inmates danced. The Akron Beacon Journal said one inmate did the worm, while another said he did what the robot so he could phone relatives after a family member died. Just one day before the government releases the April jobs report, there's new reason for optimism. The number of people seeking unemployment benefits fell last week by the biggest amount in more than 3 months. New applications dropped 27,000 to a seasonally adjusted 365,000. And retailers are reporting sales gains for April that show a slowdown in spending from the previous month. Costco and Target are posting gains that are smaller than Wall Street expected. Teen retailer Wet Seal is posting a bigger-than-expected sales drop. The figures are based on revenue at stores open at least a year. News time is 8:11.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
In our funeral announcements, Mary Pelosi, age 86, of Harlan, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial service for Mary Pelosi will be held today at 10 o'clock at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Mabel Hobbs, age 89, of Atlantic and formerly of Anita, died Monday. Memorial services for Mabel Hobbs will be today at 10:30 at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Connie Jean Johnson, age 53, of Brayton, died Sunday. Funeral services for Connie Johnson will be today at 10:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Larry Childress, age 70, of Elkhorn, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Larry Childress will be today at 2 o'clock at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Clifford Bax, age 79, of Greenfield, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Clifford Bax will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Calvin Cal Steffen, age 88, of Griswold, died Sunday. Funeral services for Cal Steffen will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. And Pearl Weston, age 88, of Griswold, died Wednesday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital. Funeral services for Pearl Weston will be held Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you this hour by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.